Okay, Jim, I can't wait any longer. What is this advice? What is it that you're going to tell all of your TV people friends to do?
Yes.
I have to
We have a lot of good buddies that work in television in Fort Wayne. We've known them for a long time, and a lot of people happen to be driving into the station, the TV stations, at this time of the morning. And at 9 o'clock, most stations have a news meeting of what they're going to cover today. Okay.
You sure know the inner workings.
I know.
Well. I know, because I never heard that either.
Yeah. I know enough TV people. Well, that's what happens. At 9, they all gather around in a circle.
Okay.
And they say, well, what are the stories today? And then what are we going to cover? Because they got to put the news together for tonight. I think, okay, let me just preface it by saying I was going out to dinner Friday night. And I made the mistake at 6:45 on Friday night to turn onto North Clinton Street.
Whoa.
Mm-mm. And I know where you're going.
Never made it to dinner, did you?
You know, if you only knew what I had to do to get around this, it was ridiculous. So I turn onto North Clinton Street, and I'm coming up on North Clinton and Washington Center. And the line of cars, I was going south, so it goes back past Washington Square. You know Washington Square over there?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes all the way back, and I'm like, this is crazy. And so I cut through the parking lot of Washington Square, went around, went up Coldwater Road and around. That's how bad it was. And when I was going up there in front of Dwenger, the line, this is almost at 7 o'clock on a Friday night. The line was massive because of the construction.
Can't
everything,
even imagine.
Oh, it was horrible. Mm-mm. It looks exactly like it did at least last summer in that area. So what you need to do over there at the TV stations is send out the I-team. And find out what is taking so long to fix that intersection. Now, I am not blaming the workers at all. I'm not blaming the workers. I seriously and legitimately just want to know why it's taking years to fix one intersection in Fort Wayne, that area. I think that, I mean, here, and listen, those of you at the TV stations, I'll even help you another. Here is another thing you could do when you do the story of what is taking so long to fix North Clinton and Washington Center Road, why it's always under construction. You could take baby pictures of the children that were born like 15 years ago or 20 years ago and show them on TV and next to what they look like today and say, little Molly was born in 1987 when this construction project just started.
Today, she's driving through the construction
Exactly. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and we had a student who went to Dwenger call us up and say, I can't believe you're talking about this. This was a nightmare when I was in high school. Now, this same student is a teacher at Dwenger. I'm not kidding you. It's up on our Rewind page. So anyway, if you do a story like that, call, let me know, send me an email, those of you at the TV stations, because I will promote that segment all morning long.
A little chaos in the morning never hurt anyone. Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.